This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Tim Stover. Tim has had a remarkable career as a leader at Cleveland Clinic, more recently at Ascension, but just a wonderful leader, a wonderful individual. Dr. Stover, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself? Then I'll ask you a number of questions about your career, about ideas on leadership, and more.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. My name is Thomas Stover. I go by Tim. It's a long story, not too long for this podcast. I'm a doc. I've been an OBGYN for a long time, frankly. I got sick in the middle of my career, and that kind of kicked me over into the leadership roles, taking more and more responsibility at hospital leadership. And I wasn't sure I would like that as compared to practice, but I do. And so I've ended up running Cleveland Clinic Akron General, and then most recently with Ascension.
So you've ended up having a tremendous leadership career. I've seen you as a leader. You've got a great reputation. What was it like transitioning? It must have been a very tough time to transition. You were sick. You had a transition. But how was that? It's almost like you wake up in a new neighborhood and find, oh, my God, I kind of like it. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Scott. When you have a life-changing event, which I had, and thank God I had some great people that could take care of me, you do kind of look around and say, what's the next play here? I seriously thought about coaching football. I mean, I played that for a long time, and I kind of look at life like that. And so I just kind of waited for the next play to be called. And I listened, frankly, to what was coming down the road. I took a few leadership positions. It turns out people listened to what I was saying, and especially in the outpatient world, you know my history about that with the health and wellness centers. And more and more, every time somebody would ask me to do something that I wasn't really familiar with in healthcare, I would say yes, just to learn primarily. And turns out I actually learned a fair amount and was able to share that information with others, but never taken myself out of the doc role. I think that's been the difference in the way docs lead versus non-docs. I just can't take myself out of the role of thinking about the patient first and putting myself. I mean, I have been a patient, and that changed my entire outlook on the way healthcare should be provided.
When you talk to emerging leaders, you talk to younger leaders, give them advice. What are a few pieces of advice, Tim, Dr. Stover, that you would give to an emerging leader?
Yeah, I think, and I talk to docs all the time about that, and especially the younger ones, they come in and say, well, I'm going to get an MBA. Does that make me a leader? And I said, no, it doesn't. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt, and I did it, but the first thing I tell them is to don't lose, especially physician leaders, is don't lose your center, basically where you live and what you've learned and what you've kind of taken your entire life to be here, which is a doc. And now you're in a position to lead others, but using that as your North Star. I try to tell them to, and docs have a hard time with this, but I try to tell them to shut up and listen more than they speak. There are actually some very smart people who will be on your team, and healthcare more than ever now in today's environment is a team sport. I'm sure you've heard that a million times, but it is. But what I learned, I think more than anything else, Scott, is that I cannot do what I did in leadership by myself. When I was in the operating room, I felt very much in control. I knew what I needed to do, and I was the one that did it. And when it hit the fan, I was the one that had to take care of it. In healthcare and leadership, you have to depend and work with others. And I think that's the hardest thing, especially physician leaders. That's the hardest thing for us to be able to do. And that is to not necessarily give up independence, but to be truly a part of a team. And actually now you're being called on to lead that team, and you got to think about more than yourself. I've tried to live, especially since I got sick, by the golden rule, and I just try to treat people the way I would want to be treated, and work hard, try to be accountable as much as I can, try to be as open as I can, listen more than I talk, not not what I'm doing right now, but
you're not supposed to bring interviews. You're supposed to talk more, so it's okay.
Yeah, I hear you. But and then I think that, you know, the most important thing, and this is at least in my mind, that I've seen both with physicians and non-physicians. I mean, I grew up in a rural community, you know that, Scott. I came from a small town. I think over all values, you've got to have some humility. You've got to be able to say when you're wrong. You got to be able to look somebody in the eye and be accountable to them or to that person, and just be able to suck it up and say, okay, let's go another way here. Let's pivot, or let's listen to another play and call an audible at the line. My wife says I should write a book. I'm not smart enough to write a book, but I know what the title would be, and my title would be My Life Has Been a Series of Audibles. I mean, I've literally had to change the play based on what was what I was looking at, and I think that's the piece of advice that I try to give, is just to be ready to lead in an environment where you don't have all the data, and that's the, you know, that's, I think, the essence of a great leader.
Let me ask you a question. You were one-time football player, perhaps football coach. Favorite football team? Do you have a favorite football team?
Yeah, West Virginia. I mean, that's where I played. I think in the pro, I have a hard time watching the pros, Scott. I really do. I love college football, no matter who's playing. I still have season tickets to West Virginia. But I've been a Packer fan my entire life. My role, my goal, I mean, my hero when I was growing up was Fuzzy Thurston, and I was a lineman. So, but if you ask, you know, where my first love is, it's actually in college and high school football.
It's a West Virginia, a major Harris fan, a Rich Rodriguez fan. Who do you love from West Virginia football besides the guys you played with?
Well, we weren't very good. remember that was 100 years ago, but I don't really have a lot of respect for Rodriguez. He was a good coach. He played for us. He was a walk-on, kind of like I was, but, I didn't like the way he left. Major Harris was an incredible athlete, amazing athlete. I mean, I saw him play against Notre Dame with a collarbone fracture and that occurred in the first quarter and played the whole game. You know, I think he probably, the guy I played in close to my time there, a little bit younger than I was, a guy named Danny Buggs. And he went on to play in the pros for a few years, a receiver that was just incredible. So I have a guy that you've never heard of who I really respect, who I kind of looked up to. He was a senior when I was a freshman. His name's Jim Mazzella. He was a center, later went on to be an orthopedic surgeon, and unfortunately about 3 or 4 years ago died. But I followed Jim around. We were in the same fraternity, and whenever he studied, I studied, because time management is a big deal. But he was my hero. He knew that I was watching every move he made, and I did. And I tried to fashion my life around him because he was a good person. And a good player, much better than I was. Much better than I was.
And Tim, do you ever think that offensive linemen are not the most gifted intellectually on the team, or is that a misconception?
That is a total misconception. The smartest guys on the team, Scott. Are you kidding me? You're killing me here, dude. You're killing me.
Listen, just for a reaction. Just to get a reaction.
Oh my God. I mean, I had to turn around and tell the damn quarterback what the play was. He forgot by the time we got from the huddle to the line of scrimmage. So,
so being a football coach versus being a hospital CEO, which is a better job, which is tougher today?
I couldn't be a coach anymore. I coached in the Air Force. I couldn't do it. It takes too much. I mean, it's just, dealing with the different personalities and the time factor the coaches put in, which is amazing. I don't think people realize how much time coaches spend. But, you know, healthcare is not easy. There's no question about that, Scott. But it's still the greatest profession in the world. And I don't care which end of the spectrum you're on, whether you're doing it, which I did, or whether you're leading it, which I did, or if you're being led, which I was. So I have to say healthcare. Coaches, football coaches work their butts off. And now, you know, they get paid very well, get paid much better than docs, but as in certain places. But I think harder, just physically harder, is coaching football. But I still think what I did in healthcare was the I mean, I had fun. I really did.
It was truly the greatest calling, though, for you at the end of the day.
Oh, absolutely.
A great calling and a great gift.
And I wasn't very good at football. So, I mean, I think I was a much better doctor than I was a player, but I hope to God I was. And it was truly, for me, it was a calling. And I really was concerned for a long time as to what I was going to do when I got sick. But this transition that I had to make, which I made, honestly, has turned out to be has been incredible. It's been the best thing, the second or third best thing that's ever happened to me.
Magnificent. Tim, what a great pleasure to get to visit with you. I haven't seen you for a couple of years. What a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Well, Scott, I've always had an incredible amount of respect for you. I can't wait till we get back together when this stuff finally gets behind us. And I think it will get behind us here. And I truly do. I'm really humbled to have you ask me to do this. I don't even know what this does or where it goes, and don't really care. It's just been great talking to you. It really has.
What a pleasure. The thing I won't do now that I know you're an offensive lineman is when in person and near you, I won't make any cracks about the intellect of offensive linemen. I'll avoid that entirely.
Do not do that, dude. I'm telling you.
Exactly. I know better. Anyway, Dr. Stover, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Scott. Good talking to you. Take care.